Not really. It's more of what is weekend worthy for you.
It's the weekend.
Take a look at what we got.
Bruh.
Well, first and foremost, when it comes to this weekend, it is tomorrow, and it will be the biggest ever. We've got more vendors than ever. We're taking over, once again, the Lake Granbury Conference Center. The Hank FM Hood County Home and Garden Expo.
Yeah.
It's not a show. It's an expo.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they're still going to show off,
man,
right?
It's big.
I mean, it's showy.
Nearly 60. I think we're above 60 at this point, especially if you include in the experts and vendors that will be on site. About an hour after the doors open tomorrow at 9, I'll be out there at 10. And if you want, we can do live Willow Flow demonstrations right there. Lake Granbury is right there.
I know. It's very convenient.
So you could easily dive right in and have a good time. So come on out. All everything you need for your home and or garden, of course, and all of our really good friends out there. You can win greatness when it comes to the Green Mountain Grill, valued at, that's the big gem of all
I
this.
Know.
Nearly $1,300 from the Grill Sergeant. Sir, yes, sir. Get all the details, 921HankFM.com, and I'll talk to you there from the Home and Garden Show starting at 10 tomorrow. Totally free to get in.
Yeah, and it's going to be very convenient because you know what's going to be out tomorrow.
Mm.
Nothing personal, guys. Roofers. Knock, knock, knock,
yeah.
Door to door. No, you don't need to answer your door. Go to the Home and Garden Expo. People that are licensed, bonded, insured. And, if you want to, just bring a shingle and show them what you got. They can fix that.
Hood County, that's tomorrow. We'll be in the hood to make your crib the best of your hood. That's right. I'm spring break. And then you're going to be live tomorrow afternoon. It is the Fort Worth Stockyards and Cowtown Goes Green.
It is going to be
St. Patty's celebration starting early.
Fantastic. Oh, my goodness. So, we've got all the things going on out there. We have, like, the armadillo races. And we've got the fun. We've got the photo booth. And we've got a very special parade at 4 p.m. with a lot of dignitaries who are there to announce. And if you were wondering if I'm dignified, why, the answer is yes. Because I'm going to be getting to announce the parade.
Very nice.
So I know.
I kind of
feel like a grown-up, but it's going to be Longhorns and Irish and green beer and all the things that you never knew you needed. Bagpipers, kids, fun.
Are they going to let you play your Irish flute there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they've...
Oh, great.
I mean, I haven't gotten the email on it, but I'm sure that was kind of like wedged into the deal.
As the legend of St. Patrick tells us, he played his flute and it drove out all the rats out of Ireland.
See? I can promise you will not get bit by a rat there tomorrow.
No, well, it could very well drive all the people out of the stockyards tomorrow.
No.
Tomorrow, Hank FM, Stockyards Goes Green with Heather Lee and her flute. Other things going green around the area early. St. Patrick's Day on Monday, but the celebrations already started there at Texas Tech with green fireballs and flames from the ground. So they're already going green.
That is so special.
Got on the Dallas side, one of the biggest St. Patty's parades right there kicks off and always is crazy in Greenville Avenue. I know Johnson County, I think Cleburne, you've got one. And definitely Dublin, Texas tomorrow. As Dublin, Texas will actually celebrate St. Patrick's Day more than Dublin, Ireland will.
I know. Have you ever seen those studies?
That's beautiful.
Where there's like 30 million people in America that claim to be Irish and only 8 million Irish people in Ireland.
He's not Irish, but Billy Bob's this weekend. Thank Billy Bob's. Josh Weathers tonight. He's always good. And Mark McChestnut.
Oh!
Back on the stage tomorrow night. We will celebrate him. Coming up in the Real Country Flashback next. I saw, though, announced for August, Saturday, August 2nd, Windspear Opera House in Dallas. He turns 90 at the end of the month. Legendary trumpeter Herb Albert will be with the Tijuana Brass. We appreciate it. Until then, you can hear him on the Saturday Morning Spectacular tomorrow morning.
Hi, Herb.
Hate that I missed this. This was last night. It was at the Majestic Theater, too, in Dallas. It was Dr. Phil Live, but not Dr. Phil. It's a guy named Adam Ray, and he's a comedian actor. He's been doing this gimmick since 2019 where he impersonates Dr. Phil, and that's the whole show. He goes around the country. He goes on tour. He's been doing this for now 6 years.
Sure you weren't there last night.
If I'd have known you could do this, I swear.
It's so dumb.
Where is my high school guidance counselor yet again? Yes, I missed the boat. And then if you can't be at the Home and Garden show tomorrow or down there at the Stockyards tomorrow, Parker County. It opens.
Oh.
Weatherford, you get your first Costco. The Costco is coming.
My daughter's, one of her best friends, like, loves Costco. And she comes up to me the other day. She's like, can I go with Sophia and her Mimi to the grand opening of Costco? I thought, thank heavens that someone else is taking you. Place is gonna be crazy.
The big box, God shine upon you tomorrow, Parker County.
Where's my pizza?
Costco.
Got $1.50.
Word to the wise and a bit of caution, do not make direct eye contact with it when it opens.
My eye! Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.